Okay, so B'li Neder, what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks is to learn Hilchas Avelos, to master Hilchas Avelos well. Avelos is different than other areas of Halacha in that you pretty much need the answers right away. Other areas of Halacha, you know, you have time and you can say, I'll look it up. In Avelos, often people like need answers very quickly. Hopefully, we will know. Again, my understanding of smicha, some people might have different approaches. My understanding of smicha is that the goal is that you guys should be able to paskin the basic shilas. You should also be able to identify which shilas are somewhat more complicated and discuss it with the Rebbe, someone who has more expertise, more experience. But generally speaking, the goal is that you should be able to answer the basic shilas. We begin Hilchos Avelos in Yeshiva, as you could see, from Simin Shin Lamed Hei. The reason why we begin in Simin Shin Lamed Hei is twofold. One, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Avelos is based on the Ramban in Torah Sa'adah. Most of Shulchan Aruch, in particular Yerideya, is lifted from the Lashon of the Rambam. No? The Mechaber basically cuts and pastes from the Rambam. The very end of the Shulchan Aruch and Avelos, he is lifting from the Ramban extensively. And if you look at the Torah, at the beginning of Shin Lamed Hei, he tells us that from now on, I am quoting from the Ramban. Now, the Rambans, this whole discussion begins in Shin Lamed Hei, begins with Bikur Cholon. Your job as Rabbonim is going to be a Mevaker Chola also. The pastoral side is extremely important. That you have to spend time with people. You have to invest in time when they're well. But al achas kama v'kama when they're not well, you have to spend a lot of time. Spend time with the family. It's really a very important yesod. So now, the dinim of Bikur Cholim, one reason why we start from Shin Lamed Hei is in order to follow the Seder of the Ramban. The other reason why I start from Shin Lamed Hei, from Bikur Cholim, is because many of the important halacha lemaisa applications in terms of end-of-life care, brain death, etc., do come up in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Hei through Shin Mem. So it was kedai just to start at this point. So we will be spending some time on these issues. Brain death doesn't happen that often, although this year for the first time, unfortunately, I dealt with a case that was pretty much a brain death case. But brain death doesn't come up that often. End-of-life issues comes up all the time, and you have to know how to deal with end-of-life issues. Now, Bikur Cholim, the major sukkahs, some of you are learning this year in Maseches Nedarim, no? Maseches Nedarim is like Daf Mem or so, like before the Mikvah stuff, Lamekhes Lametes Mem, are the sukkahs of Bikur Cholim. These are very important sukkahs. And one thing that we notice about Bikur Cholim, the way the Ramban quotes it, is that the yesod of Bikur Cholim, says the Ramban, is to daven for the chola. No, the Ramah quotes this in Se'if Dalet. The Ramah writes, V'choshe biker v'lo bikesh olof rachamim lo kiyem ha-mitzvah. If you just go to be mevaka chola and you don't daven for the chola, you're not mekayem the mitzvah at all. Now, it's interesting to note that the way the Ramban quotes the mitzvah of biker cholam in the Teres Ha'adam, right at the beginning of Shar HaMechosh, etc., the Ramban begins Bikur Cholim by saying the Ikar Mitzvah Bikur Cholim is to look after the needs of the Chayla. But even so, if you don't daven when you're there, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Bikur Cholim at all. Now, I thought the pshat in this is as follows. We know that in general, there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether the inyan of tefillah is an inyan d'oraiser or an inyan d'rabbanan. No? Rav Soloveitchik, in his essay called Ra'ayonot al HaTefillah, Rav Soloveitchik notes that the Rambam was the goel of tefillah. That tefillah is assumed to be a din d'rabbanan, even though the Gemara at the beginning of Tainus derives from the pasuk of La'avdo b'chol levavchem, izohi avodo shehi b'lev heviyomer zu hatfila, but the majority of Rishonim felt that tefillah is midrabbanon. It's only a rabbinic obligation. And comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says, no, you're all making a mistake. Tefillah is a din d'oraisa. Now, the major opponent to the Rambam, the major figure who assumes that tefillah is midrabbanon, is the Ramban. But Rav Soloveitchik noted that if you read the Ramban slowly and carefully, the Ramban is saying that tefillah is d'oraisa on certain occasions, right? The same Ramban who holds that tefillah is fundamentally midrabbanon says the Ramban, tefillah be'es tzara is d'oraisa, no? That's a famous yisod that the Rav developed. And the Rav sort of moved in the direction to say that even the Rambam is maskim to that, but the Rambam feels that our attitude should be it's always an eis tzara. Now, I personally don't like this mahalach, because there are certain people who live life that everything is a crisis, no? We call those people mentally ill. If everything is a crisis, that means nothing's a crisis, no? Darf man git verstanden, Rabbi Isai? Was heißt a crisis? Right? If it's a real crisis, you got to understand what a real crisis is. And to say that it's always an eis tzara, I think, is difficult. The idea that the Rav was developing is that if we seek deep enough, if we go to the recesses of our soul, you know, we should recognize that even though things seem pretty okay, but maybe we're just not thinking deeply enough. No? If you think about the fact that President Trump yesterday decided that the U.S. should back out of the joint protocols, whatever, with Iran, no? That could present a very serious crisis. Let's be honest. Right? This could lead to a nuclear war. No? It's not Pashut. Again, it could be the other way, but also lead to a nuclear war. But we should always realize that on a certain level, it is an eis tzara. And if we feel it's not an eis tzara, the Rav felt, we're not thinking deeply enough. Now that, I think, is an attitude that European Jews have, that everything is always bleak and gloomy. No? Am I right? Europeans? I hope no Europeans are listening to this tape, or else I'm going to get in trouble. But there is a certain attitude, particularly among Holocaust survivors, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect them for many years, that they always feel things are bad.
Sephardim too.
Yuck is for sure. No?
Oh, it's a Jewish thing.
It's a Jewish thing, right? Woody Allen once commented that Jews understand swimming to mean not drowning. Right? There's a certain depth to that Havana. By the way, Woody Allen, I don't know if we're allowed to quote him anymore, but he's a goyim. Right? There's a certain depth to the Havana that Jews always think bleakly about stuff, and maybe that's the pshat in tefillah, that we stand in front of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, we're supposed to kind of take a spiritual inventory, a physical inventory, how are things going? We have Shmona Esrei Brachos, which kind of alert us to things that we're supposed to be thinking about, and realize that things ain't jim dandy, even though right now life in Washington Heights seems pretty awesome. But we should realize that Nishta Zay Pashat. Maybe that's the pshat. So I think that's what the Rav is saying. But be it as it may, last Rav Havi Shonos, the Ramban tells me that tefillah is d'oraisa in certain circumstances. The Ramban shita is that tefillah is d'oraisa be'is tzara. As I state in Ramban, some argue that the reason why the Ramban is such a champion of the chiyuv lehispalel al hacholah, so much so that the Ramban says that if you are mevaker cholat and you don't daven, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, maybe the pshat is that the Ramban is saying azoi. He's saying you come to see a sick person, that should become an eis tzara, no? That should become a moment of great difficulty, and then you have a chiyuv d'oraisa to daven at that time, even though the Ramban holds ordinarily tefillah is d'rabbanan. That, I think, is a possibility to understand the shita of the Ramban. I thought this years ago, but then I noticed that Reb Usher Weiss Shlita, in his Sefer on Parshas Baha'aloscha, Reb Usher Weiss has an essay. It's a kedai essay to read. Everything he writes is kedai to read, but this essay in particular is very good. Rav Asher Weiss discusses that maybe the inyan of lehispalel al hachola, according to the Ramban, or eist tzara, lehispalel but tefillah but eist tzara, which is deraisa, according to Ramban, it's not a deraisa if there's an individual chola. Maybe the deraisa is only when there's a tzaras am Yisrael. The Sefer HaChinuch sounds this way. The Sefer HaChinuch, who incidentally usually follows the Mahalach of the Rambam in his mitzvahs, over here, the Chinuch, by the mitzvah tefillah, quotes the Ramban. But the Chinuch says that if there's a tzara for Am Yisrael, and you get the impression from the Ramban himself, because the Ramban knows that the pasuk of tefillah be'eis tzara, if it's deraisa. By the way, it's not so poshut even according to the Ramban, that tefillah be'eis tzara is deraisa, no? The Ramban has a lashon efshar. No? The Ramban says maybe it's deraisa. Efshar. Similar to what we spoke about the Ramban, about kriva la'arayis, no? That it's not so poshut that the Ramban assumes that kriva la'arayis is only derabbanan, right? The Ramban entertains maybe it's a chatzi shir, also with those who show us of efshar. A lot of these famous Rambans, when you read the Ramban inside, I'm not sure that the Ramban is really saying what quote the Ramban is saying, but nanech of the pshat the Ramban is correct, that feel of eist tzara is d'oraisa, but to be an eist tzara, it has to be an eist tzara for all of Kal Yisrael. So I go and I'm a vaker achol, I see one individual sick person, that doesn't necessarily make it a tefillah be'eist tzara. That is what the Ramban, that's probably the correct shot in the Ramban, as Rabbi Asher Weiss notes. Now, Lamaisa, Choli and Tefillah are connected, no? Chazal understand the Pasuk, Vayichal Moshe's Pnei Hashem Elokav, the Pasuk that we read on every Tainus. Chazal understand Vayichal is a Lashon of Choli, no? Good Rabbonus means, they say more about Hasidic Rebbes than about Litvish Rabbonim, is that a guy comes to you, a Yid comes, and he unburdens his soul, and he tells you about his difficulty in paradox, his difficulty with his wife, this, that, everything is difficult. You're supposed to feel it. Vayichal Moshe Pnei Hashem Elokav means that Moshe Rabbeinu felt the tzaras of Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself got sick. So, B'kitzur HaMa'a said, no matter how we slice it, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholem has to involve some sort of tefillah. If you don't daven when you're mevaker chola, so then you're not mekayim the mitzvah, like the Rambam quotes from the Ramban. Now this actually is relevant for another din in Bikur Cholem, here in Se'if Dalet. It says that you're not mevaker chola the first 3 hours of the day, no? Why not? Because you feel better in the first 3 hours of the day. And then you won't be mevakish rachamim properly. The yisod of the mitzvah bikur cholam is to be mevakish rachamim. Don't go too early in the day. If you go too early in the day, so then you're not going to daven with appropriate kavana. That's the Gemara in the Dorim as understood by the Ramban. It happens that the Rambam understands the Gemara a little differently. Now, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Evel, by the way, the Rambam has a shita, the Emek Bracha points out that Bikur Cholim is a kiyum of a Raisa in the sense of that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself was Mevaker Cholim, even though the Rambam understands that all these things that we call gemilos chasodim shebegufo, if you look in the Emek Bracha, by the way, is an awesome sefer. If you don't like the Emek Bracha, you should buy it and spend 2 nights reading it, and you'll realize how awesome it is. Right? The Emek Bracha, first of all, it's awesome because every shtickle is short. That's a big advantage this time. But the Emek Bracha understands that the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylam, the mitzvah of Nicham Aveilam, even though these things are befoal some sort of mitzvah derabbanan, the Pashto says, but certainly a kiyum of a do'iraisa, when you do it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Mevaker Chola, like we see by Avram Avinu, no? Bikur Cholem is a Kiyum of a Doraisa, even though the specific Chiyuv of it is a Chiyuv Midrabbonon. But the Rambam tells me that the reason, the Pshat in the Gemara and the Dorin, I shouldn't be Mevaker Chola the first 3 hours of the day, is because in the first 3 hours of the day, the doctors are going around, the nurses are going around, and they're taking your blood, and they're checking your blood pressure, and they're doing all of the things that they do in hospitals, and you don't want to stare them during that time. That's the shita of the Rambam. So for the Rambam, interestingly, we don't see the same link between Bikur Cholim and Tefillah that we see for the Ramban. No? The Rambam never... Right, the Ramban tells me that if I'm Mevaker Chol and I don't daven, I'm not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Rambam never says that. In fact, in the Rambam, I don't really mention, again, you have to look through all the Gemara, all the Rambams. I'm not mistaken, the Rambam never mentions the link between Bikur Cholim and Tefillah, which for the Ramban is from the Ikarei HaEmuna. Okay. There's a problem, though. The tshuvas of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, the tshuvas Salmas Chaim, point out that, you know, there are frum hospitals in this world. Shari Tzedek Hospital was built as a frum hospital, right? They have visiting hours. Sometimes the visiting hours are not in accordance with Dina de Gemara. Because Midina de Gemara, you're not supposed to visit in the first 3 hours of the day or the last 3 hours of the day. And yet, very often, it's precisely at the end of the day when they have visiting hours. So, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld suggests that maybe the minig in the frum hospitals is based on the shita of the Rambam, which is that the reason not to go in the first 3 hours or the last 3 hours is because the doctors don't want you then there. But if now the doctors are saying that's exactly when we want you, so then you come at any time. By the way, the minhag in all hospitals is that Bikur Cholim in the ICU, pretty much, is all the time. No? They don't really have set hours when you're in very intense care. And that means that, come at any time. That's l'chora the idea. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, already noted that we're not Mekayim, the Gemara of going only in the middle hours of the day. There is a Gemara in Ksubis, that the Ran in the Dharma and Daphne makes a big deal of, no? The Ran in the Dharma has a famous chiddush that if you have a chayla who's extremely sick, so much so that the person will be in terrible pain according to the doctor's reasonable assumption if the life continues. So says the Ran in the Dharma, you're allowed to daven al hachola Sheyamos, no? And the Ran proves this from a Gemara in Ksubis. There's the famous sugya of Ashgavta de Rebbe, when Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi was Nifter, right? Unbelievable stuff happened, no? The man used to come back and say Kiddush for his family, right, after he was Nifter, no? Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, right? By the way, Chacham Ovadia in one of his Jews discusses maybe you could be mitzvah of dead people for a minyan based on the fact that Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi could be mighty you in Kiddush, so a karchacha when you're... Well, okay, creative. We don't understand the whole thing. The Aleph Ad Tav, we don't understand it. But basically, the Gemara in the Dorim tells us that there is like a fight between the Elyonim who wanted Rebbe, the Tachtonim who wanted Rebbe, so Amsid the Rebbe goes, and they're davening that he should live, no? The Talmidim are davening that Rebbe should be alive. Amsid the Rebbe goes, she like throws a jug off the roof, and then they stop davening, then Rebbe dies. What's going on over there? So the Gemara tells us what's going on, said Rebbe, even though he was in terrible pain, Rebbe was like Choli Me'ayim, he had like terrible intestinal pain, and because he's in such pain, that's why there's like this fight. You keep him alive, you let him die, etc. Not so kasha. Nothing over here is simple. But the Ran understands from that Gemara that you're allowed to daven al hachole sheyamos. Question: according to the Ramban, that I'm only mekayim bikur cholim if I daven, Am I mekayin the mitzvah bikur cholim if I daven for the guy to die? Any of you thought of this kasha? Shem
spoke about it.
Huh?
Shem
spoke about it. What did he say?
Have I heard it from him?
What?
If I heard it from him, what did he say? He said we don't. Judaism doesn't necessarily believe in extended life in all circumstances.
That is upgraded according to the Ran. That we'll talk about in a second. The Ran is assuming that you could reach a time that we daven for you to die. My question is a little different. Naniach l'ran, that I could be mekayim for someone, I could be mispalo for someone to die. Am I mekayim biker choylim when I do that? So hold this suffix for a second, Yeshlomo.
Isn't the Ramah say that it's just you have to be mevakish rachamim? So that you're also
so maybe you're in mevakish rachamim. So I thought that this might depend on the suffix within the nature of biker choylim that we'll talk about in a few minutes. Is biker cholim and a result-oriented mitzvah or not? Biker cholim, according to many, comes from the pasuk of Hashivos Olam. No, just like there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aleida, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Hagof. Hashivos Olam. If that's the case, so we'll see the Beis Lechem Yehuda on the bottom of the page of the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Ches or something. The Beis Lechem Yehuda understands that you're not mekayim biker cholim if the cholah dies on you. You better do a good, right? That would mean l'cha'ora that I'm not mekayim biker cholim. Again, it could be I should still daven for the cholah to die, but kimtzegein, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah biker cholim in that situation. I've been thinking about this for years just because I'm warped. Right? But that's the yisod of Now, do you daven for a chola to die? So the Ran in the Durm says yes. Yesh la'ayin. I wrote something about this on the RCA blog like 4 or 5 years ago. I don't think there are 3 people on this planet who read the RCA blog, but they asked me to contribute, so I wrote something about this. Rashi learns that Gemara in Ksuvis differently than the Ran. The Ran is saying that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was in terrible pain, and therefore the Ran develops a yisoid that when you have a chola who's in terrible pain, you're allowed to daven for him to die. Nachon? Rashi, however, learned, this is the Gemara in Ksuvis, that the pain that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was in was that Rabbi used to wear tefillin all day, and because he's a choli me'ayim, he's constantly running to the restroom, so he always has to take off his tefillin and put them back on, and take it off and put it back on, and that's what bothers Rabbi. It bothers him that I'm not getting the full mitzvah of tefillin. I have to always take it off. That would mean l'cha'ora, that there's no indication whatsoever from that Gemara that physical pain should be a cheshbin in davening. No safakach, there's a bir hamacha in Simin Shin Chav Tes, where the bir hamacha discusses, you know, the fact that we are mechal Shabbos even for Chai Yishon. No, let's say you have a nachum acholas, you have a building that falls down, an earthquake, and there's a guy at the bottom, and everyone assesses the situation that if the people are going to live, they'll have at least a couple of hours. That's it. So we pass, we're mechal Shabbos for Chai Yishon. Why? So says the Bir Halachi, quotes from the Meiri. Again, this is one of the Chazanish's times on the Chafetz Chaim. Now, how come the Chafetz Chaim is using all the new Sfarim? He quotes Meiris and stuff. The Chafetz Chaim in Shin Chav Tes quotes from the Meiri that you never know what a person can accomplish in a minute or two. Right? It's like, you can hear Yitzchak Cohen saying this in the Moshe Shmuz, no? A minute! Huh? Is that a good imitation? No. But you never know what you can accomplish! A brief period of time. Maybe the guy can be Mahar Hevertshuva. Maybe in that last 30 seconds he's gonna, you know, rectify his entire life, you could do tshuva, believe, etc. Maybe that's the pshat. If I take that approach seriously, so what I'm saying is every second of life is infinitely valuable. And every second of life you have to daven for it. And therefore you can never daven for a person to die, no? Because Yafer Sha'achas Ba'ilam Hazeh B'tshuva B'masim Tovim, what the Mishnah Avos says, Mikol Chaye Olam Haba. Right? This mahalach, I think, is more standard in the Jewish world. Yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow, we'll speak about end-of-life issues. There's an organization in Brooklyn called Chayim Aruchim. Right? Chayim Aruchim stands for prolonging life as much as possible. Why? And that mahalach does seem to have a certain basis. It's clear that the Ran is not assuming that way. No? If the Ran is saying that you're allowed to sometimes daven for a person to die, even if I take Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's approach, right? Reb Shlomo Zalman writes in the Tshuva in Chela Galofson and Sadi Aleph Oschof Dalet, Reb Shlomo Zalman writes, at the same time I'm davening for the person to die, I should try to prolong his or her life as much as possible. Right? It's a little bit, bipolar. Right? It's a little complicated. But even if I take that approach, l'maisa, you want the person to die. You're davening for the person to die. That means that you feel that sometimes life is not worth living. But b'kitzer hama'aseh, it's not so pashut that we follow the Ran. The Ran in the Derm says that you should daven for a person to die. The Tzitz Eliezer in the Tshuva, I believe in Chelek Yud Aleph, the Tzitz Eliezer writes that who says we paskin like Amsei the Rebbe? Think about that Gemara over there. The Talmidim in Yeshiva are trying to daven for Rebbe to live, despite the fact that they know that Rebbe's in tremendous pain. Amsei the Rebbe might have been a wonderful woman, but presumably she was not as scholarly and as knowledgeable as the Talmidim in the Yeshiva. So she throws the thing down, says that Tzitz Eliezer, Mehechateisi, she was right. Mehechateisi, you're supposed to, right? She feels that you're supposed to daven for Rebbe to die. Who says she was right? Maybe Paskin like the Yeshiva Bachrim, not like Amsei the Rebbe? That's what the Tzitz Eliezer time. Tzitz Eliezer assumes the halacha, you never daven for someone to die. Other poskim, the Meishen, in bunches of Jews, you could look in Chazon Novadia, page Lamed Tes. He gives you all the Mara Mekomis on this. But other poskim feel like a suffix. Many Rabbanim feel in cases like this, we should kind of take the fifth. That you say, Rabbanu Shalaylam, do what you feel is right. Now, my understanding of that is that that's not really tefillah, no? Tefillah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to express what I want. Sometimes the Rebbeinu Shalom will say the answer is yes, sometimes the Rebbeinu Shalom will say the answer is no. But if the Rebbeinu Shalom do what you feel is right, that's upgaret, right? Of course the Rebbeinu Shalom will do what the Rebbeinu Shalom feels is right, no? The Rebbeinu Shalom can't not operate that way. So l'chora, I don't know what it means. Many poskim say that other people should daven for the chol hashiyamos, but the family shouldn't. Because there's a chashash, if the family will die al hachol hashiyamos, that people will think that the family, you know, it's torturous for a family when you're dealing with a chol at the end of life. Mamish torturous. Every moment, I've dealt with families, they're mamish, they're sleeping in the hospital for weeks on end, no? It's very difficult. So sometimes you could be choshesh that maybe they want the chola to die to remove their own difficulty, not that it's best for the chola himself or herself. So, Reb Chaim Palagi, in the Tshuva in the Chikkei Leif, that Chacham Ovadia quotes there on page Lamed Tes, Chaim Palagi says, never daven on the chola sheyamos if you're a family member. Other people can. Rav Shechter likes to tell a story that one time in the Panevichi Yeshiva, there was a shayla. Should he daven for a certain chola? Should he live, etc., or die? And Rav Lezer Shach was inclined that they should daven for the chola sheyamos. And then one of the other Rebbeim said, you know what, but so-and-so had the same machala, and so-and-so got better. And then Reb Lezer Shach changed his attitude and said, no, we should daven for him to live. What that means, the way Rav Shechter understands the sugya, although maybe he said this in the Chabura this year to the Kolal, the way Rav Shechter understands the sugya is that the reason we shouldn't daven for a chola sheyamos, the reason we shouldn't daven on the chola that he should live is because the Gemara in the Bracha says, Ein mevachin maisa nisim. No? The Ramah in Orachayim in one place says that, like, if you skip al hanisim on Purim, this is actually a very common shayla, Purim Suda, no? Because often by Purim Suda, by the time you're benching, you're like already in the Hechar Yom Silva there. Okay? So at the Purim Suda, you sin, then you skip al hanisim. So the Ramah writes, you should say, Haracham on huya asaronu nisim in the flows, kumosh osim abiseinu, by yom and mahim yuzman azeh, then you say, you may more chayla esther. So the Shari Tshuva there in Orachayim raises a kasha. He says, my dear Rama, how can you tell me that I should say Haracham? And how come that, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do Nisim? We're not allowed to daven for Nisim. So the Shari Tshuva works very hard on that kasha. He says maybe Nisim for the rabbins, different than Nisim for the Yachid, whatever it is. But Rav Shachter understands that the reason why the Ran in the Dorim says that you should daven for a Chayla Shiyamos is because sometimes for the chayla to live would require mice and nisim, no? And if that's the case, I'm not allowed to daven for mice and nisim, right? The Gemara in the Bracha says that if I daven that my wife should have a baby boy once she's already pregnant, that would be mice and nisim. It involves, right? To change the gender, girl to boy, mice and nisim, no? Not allowed to daven for mice and nisim. If that's the case, so we understand the story with Reb Lezer Shach, no? Reb Lezer Shach was saying is, oh, so-and-so, once you know that so-and-so lived, so that means that medically speaking, his condition is not such that, right, you're on the way out, therefore you could daven for the guy to live still. That's the pshat in this. So halacha l'maisa, I think that the majority of poskim say that we are misbal in the chayla shiyamos, like the Ran in the Dorim. The Aruch HaShulchan in Ar Simen actually paskins like the Ran in the Dorim, even though the Tzitz Eliezer and others deny that the Ran is correct. I think halacha l'maisa, Rav Shechter paskins like the Ran. There are times that Rav Shechter has said that you should daven for so and so to die. And like the Ran says, whether you're Mekayim Bikur Cholim in that situation, I think depends on the nature of Bikur Cholim, Ud Chazon Lemoed, when we'll discuss that Chakira.
This might be more a tefillah oriented question, but it sounds like you're able to pray for things that you wouldn't physically be able to do.
Correct.
So you wouldn't be able to.
I'm not allowed to do anything to shorten his life.
You can't remove the life.
I can't. I'm not allowed to do that. We'll talk about that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But at the same time, I am able to daven at the Ribbono Shel Olam. By the way, Yonah ben Amittai, the Navi, right? We read him on Yom Kippur. No, so Yonah says, right, Va'ata kachas nafshi mimeni. No, Yonah was davening that he should die, wasn't he?
Not exactly in the right
there. Eliyahu said, Tov mosi mechayai. Now again, if you're in the Gush school of Tanakh, you say, yeah, he was depressed. If you, I apologize, but I think that's what they would say, right?
Bach says he wasn't correct, though.
Huh?
In either case, Bach
says maybe he wasn't correct, right? That's also, who says, but to say that a Navi of the Ribbono Shel Olam is not correct is also, like, a bold statement.
Hashem
chastises
you on it right afterwards.
Hashem gives him the kikayon as Musar, right? Right? Okay, enough Anami, but Yesh la'ay, it's not so pasha. This sugya is a very difficult sugya, but I think one of the things that we do see from this entire sugya is how seriously we have to take tefillah. By the way, there's a few differences in the way you daven on a chayla b'fonav and shalom b'fonav. When you daven for the chayla b'fonav, the Gemara Bracha says you don't mention the chola's name. Usually when I daven for a chola, I mention the chola's name. When we mention the chola's name, we mention the name of the chola ben the mother, usually, no? There's a tshuva of Rabbi Yehuda Leitzirelsen, who is the Mizrahi Rav in Kishinev, Moldova. Yehuda Leitzirelsen points out that the reason we daven on the chola b'shem the mother, not b'shem the father, is because the Gemara in Shabbos talks about the way you do a lachash, the way you do like these incantations to make someone better, and it always says plainly ben plavisa. Okay, that's interesting. Rav Shechter, I believe, quotes from Rav Soloveitchik that when you daven for a chayla, you should use the father's name. No? I remember a few years ago, Rav Shechter's daughter had some illness. No one was sure what was going on. So I went over to Rebbe. I said, how should I daven for your daughter? So she said, so-and-so fast sweet. Right? Rav Shechter, according to Rav, is that you should always use the father's name. I think the minhag in our world is that we call it usually Cyril syndrome, standard minhag is that you daven with the mother's name, and everyone asks how to use the mother's name, not the father's name, whatever it is. It's important when you daven for a chola, there are places in Shulchan Aruch that it says to add tefillas in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. The nusach of our Shmona Esrei is fixed and rigid, but at the same time we have some space to add. In the bracha of Refa'enu, the bracha Shema Koleinu, you should add on. The Gemara Navu Dezer, Daf Ches, discusses where's the best time to add it on in the middle of the davening. It's not so pashut, but l'maisa, that you have to know how to daven properly. One of the questions that comes up by Biker Chaylin is, let's say someone came down with a highly contagious disease. No? Are you mevakir or chola in that case? A very contagious, very difficult disease. Ebola. It's bad. You don't want to get it. So there's a truth of the Ramah where the Ramah says that were we to assume that there's no Biker Cholam in this case, we would just be okay the entire mitzvah of Biker Cholam in the Torah. Because what? We're going to not go from a Biker Cholam because you're sick with a real serious disease. That would mean I'm not doing my mitzvah because the purpose is to do the mitzvah. Show me a mitzvah, go yeda del varako, that Ramah says, therefore go. That's what the Ramah writes. Chacham of Atia jumps up and down, spits with a nickel, it's page Yud Daled in the Sefer Chazal Ovadia. Chacham Ovadia says, no, come on. Right? We never enter a suffix Chacham. Now, Yesh La'ayin, though. The Gemara tells me that if I'm a Vakar Chayla, I help the guy get better. Right? If I'm a Vakar Chayla, I take away 1/60th of the Choli from him. And today, in our world, if you're a Mavakar Chayla first, yeah, you go in, the doctors give you these hazmat suits or whatever to wear, and you could do it. You're probably not going to get sick. So that's one approach. The pashtus is that this is a general question about whether you're allowed to enter a suffix sakana to save somebody from a vaday sakana. The end of Chayshin Mishpat says, even though the Beis Yosef quotes something from the Hagos Maimoni, the Fus Constantinople, that you are mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana to save someone from vaday sakana, says the Sma, the fact that Rabbi Yosef Kairo did not quote on Shulchan Aruch shows that he changed his mind. Those of you who have been in my shir for Nida already know that we don't see anything of the sort. What's the real halacha say for Rabbi Osai? The Beis Yosef. And if he doesn't quote something in Shulchan Aruch, why not? Balabatim. Shulchan Aruch is a book written to chazer all the Iker Dinim once every month. Supposed to read it through very quickly. Oh my gosh. Right? And therefore, if it's not quoting Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't mean that he doesn't hold it. It just means that it's not the type of din that's essential enough that should be part of our standard repertoire. Again, these are big shilas. So entering a suffix sakana to save somebody from a vaday sakana, Chacham Ovadia is marich on that over here. Now, some poskim say an eitza for biker chaylim when somebody is suffering from a very contagious disease is that you call on the telephone rather than visiting in person. Now, there is a question, am I mekayim biker chaylim either the telephone? Moshe Feinstein and a tshuva writing said you are mekayim biker chaylim on the telephone. However, many question this. They question this for a few reasons. First of all, the Pasuk says, one of the sources of Biker Cholam is Yelchu. Yelchu means you should go. Right? Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank actually used to joke around, the Perish Pesach Frank used to say that Yelchu means if you're Mavaka Chayla, you have to know when you should go out of the room. Were you ever in a situation, by the way, there are YouTube videos. A friend of mine, Mach Cohen, I grew up with him. He's an Avelos, not for his mother. So Meth is hysterical. So Meth Cohen put out some YouTube videos about stupid things to say at Bikur Chaylam and at Nicham Avelim. Right, you saw these? Right? So the videos are something like, oh my gosh, you look really bad. You must have done serious Avelos. Right? Don't say that! Zanit Ayoyot. Right? The first, you saw.